here on KRVS. We've been listening to music by Eugene Zsédor, performed by the Budapest Symphony Orchestra, Mariusz Smoly conducting. That was his Studies for Orchestra, composed in 1969. It's 27 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
Thank you. your columns, whether it's the book you're writing, and then this particular effort. You're here talking about United Way of Acadiana's Women United's community-wide read, which runs through this month and next month. It's called Dare to Lead, Dare to Read. And I would like to start off talking a bit about Women United. Everybody knows about United Way of Acadiana. Many may not be as familiar with Women United.
Women United started, it was under another name, but it started about 12 years ago. And we are really just a group of women who are a part of a global network, but we work locally to try to improve the lives and fight for women and children and just to improve the quality of life for others.
Well, that fits in right with the mission of United Way of Acadiana as well. So that sounds like a pretty amazing group. It sounds like you all are involved in a number of areas. And this particular program was actually your idea. You were inspired to do this. How does it fit in with the mission? And what inspired you to start this?
Well, I'm the chair of the Women United Advocacy Committee, and so one of the things we do is advocate for women and equal rights and equal pay, equity, for here, especially in Louisiana, where women make 69 cents to the dollar. I'm not trying to make this a political thing. It's just everybody's lives would be better if we had a little more pay equity there. So that's one of the things that we do. We also work for childhood, adolescent, well-being, and other ideas, but Brené Brown is such a powerful thought leader, and so just thought how cool it would be if we could get a whole bunch of women, and men are certainly welcome to join us, to read her newest book, which is called Dare to Lead. And it starts technically, you can start reading it whenever you want, but technically the reading dates are June the 14th through July the 14th. And we are inviting people to download our discussion guides. We're having a kickoff Saturday at 3 at Barnes & Noble. We're having a closing event at 3 on July the 14th at actually St. Barnabas Episcopal Church on Camellia. We've got Brené Brown certified facilitators. Frances McIntosh will be at the Saturday event, and Frances and Warren Hebert will be at the July the 14th event. So we're inviting other people, though, just to form their own groups and talk amongst themselves to discuss the book, because there's so many big ideas. It's for me, I read all the time, but I can only read about a half of a chapter at a time, because there's so much to take in, and it's really talking about modifying the way you live, some of it, and to live better.
Well, this is an impressive project and kind of one with a lot of moving parts, but I guess advocacy is the same thing as being a good teacher. You're always looking for ways to illustrate and inspire. We think, if we just tell people the good ideas, they'll just pick up and run with it. But you really need good projects and good illustration and inspiration to help people with some of those ideas. So this sounds like a really well thought out and interesting project to help us help our community and be better at leading in our community. So tell us just a bit about Brené Brown. Again, a lot of people have heard of her, but some have not. Tell us just a bit about her.
Well, a few things that I've learned. She was actually born in San Antonio, but according to her bio, grew up in New Orleans. And she teaches in Houston. She is a PhD and licensed social worker. And she's been researching leadership and the qualities around leadership and vulnerability for a long time. And she really gained prominence when she made that TED talk on vulnerability, I don't know, 5 years ago or so, maybe more than that, sorry. And she just struck a chord. And I think it's the most watched TED talk out there. And if you haven't watched it, you should watch it.
A good introduction to the book.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of TED talks out there. There's a lot of books out there. But you say she touched a chord. And what is it about her, what she says, her writing, that was so powerful to you and other people that you know?
She also has a new Netflix special out. And I think it's a great demonstration of the answer to that question. First of all, she is very humble. She is very self-deprecating. She is willing to be the first person to say, oh, I really made a mistake here. And she shows that vulnerability. You know, I think that the world has gotten confused about what real leadership looks like and think that we can't show any of our weaknesses. And she's trying hard to prove that that's just not true.
But she's not imposing it.
Right.
That kind of modesty, humbleness is a large part of what really draws people to her.
And she's very funny also.
That
I think that
too.
Just, you know, she's mm-hmm. so entertaining. She's a great speaker. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Well, let's talk a bit about this book, Dare to Lead, which will be the focus of your Dare to Read program, again, through Women United with United Way of Acadiana. It's a month-long reading effort, and you're trying to encourage people to read in groups, whether they're virtual or actual. So what is it about this book? She obviously felt compelled to write this about leading at this particular time. What kinds of leadership is she talking about in this book?
Well, it certainly could be corporate or organizational leadership, but it can go far beyond that, just into how we live our lives. She talked about her TED Talk on vulnerability that came about almost by accident. And she said that she had to live it herself to make it work. And she quotes Theodore Roosevelt and his – because she was afraid she was going to get a lot of criticism because she says, you know, she doesn't – I think she's a beautiful woman, but she said personally she knows she doesn't look like a supermodel. And so she got a lot of criticism online, and she had been reading some of those comments on YouTube. And she read this quote by Theodore Roosevelt about the man in the arena. And it's basically saying that if you aren't the man in the arena, or the woman in this case in the arena, if you aren't willing to get in there and fight and do the things that you're talking about, if you're just a spectator, she doesn't have any time to listen to what you say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that really kind of drove the idea of this book as well.
And that is certainly a topic we discuss a lot about this, people sitting on the sidelines, whether it's Facebook or other social media, and just commenting rather than participating and actually doing something.
Or trying to make something happen.
Absolutely. So you felt very strongly that this is a book that would help individuals and our community, and have created this month-long read-along. Asking people to participate in it, not just watch something. Certainly, as you mentioned, the Netflix and the YouTube, very good things to watch. But this really gets people into a discussion group, reading, discussing, putting themselves in many arenas in some ways.
I believe in human connection.
Yes, yes. So how can people get connected with this? It's not like you just have a bunch of pods of reading groups. You're hoping that people will create their own. How is this going to work? Someone listening is interested. How do they participate?
Well, we're trying to get 1,400 women specifically to read, which is a lofty goal. And they can sign up on the United Way of Acadiana website. And if you don't have a group to be in, is a group of friends or a church group or another group at your work, perhaps, they will actually assign you to a group, and you can then work with them via email or text, whatever, to decide when you're going to talk. So that's one way. And we also, I will actually be facilitating a virtual book club discussion on Friday, June the 14th. Actually, we'll kick it off right then. So there are lots of ways that we are encouraging people to get involved.
Okay. So if you're listening and you've never been part of a reading group and you wouldn't know how to go about it, just go on the United Way of Acadiana's website, find the Dare to Read, sign up, and they'll tell you how to become involved.
If you don't have a group, you just tick that little box, and my friend Logan at United Way will set you up.
All right. Now, you also have an event you mentioned. The kickoff is Friday, but on Saturday, there is an event at Barnes & Noble with a train facilitator, a Brené Brown facilitator. How does that work? What does that person do? What will they do, and how will it help our appreciation of the book?
Well, Frances McIntosh will be at the Barnes & Noble event at 3 o'clock on Saturday. We're encouraging everyone to come. And we're also it will be a fundraiser for United Way as well. But I don't know specifically all the training that Frances has had, but I know that she has spent a lot of time and a lot of energy becoming certified. And she's going to do some hands-on exercises that she would do for when people hire her to do this. And I will say she is volunteering, and we are so grateful that she's volunteering, as is Warren Hebert for the July event. So I am not sure what all she did, but she will use some of those trainings to facilitate our activities on Saturday.
Okay. Well, I mean, just to be trained in something that has so powerfully touched so many all over the country, that says a lot. You have your book open in front of you. I see it's bookmarked, and it looks like you would like to share a little bit of something from the book.
I just thought that this was really powerful. One of the things that Brené does is she asks each person to pick two core values. And she has a list of suggested values. And it's a really interesting exercise, because she said if you're having trouble making decisions, then you can just go back to your values, those two. And it doesn't matter that, for example, if you don't pick humor, honesty, or home, or family, that those aren't important. It's just you've got these two anchor values. And I loved that process. And it just offered a lot of clarity for me personally. And so it's something that I would encourage listeners and you also. It's really, really a fun exercise. I had an easy time picking the first one, but then the second one meant limiting everything else.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean you can't be funny just because you don't choose humor.
Exactly, exactly. Right? But the two I picked were hope and wholeheartedness.
Oh, and were those on that list, or they just came from
your
own heart?
They're both on this list. Right. Okay. So anyway, it's a great exercise. Try it at home.
Well, it is, and I have I've seen people do that at the beginning of a year. Instead of getting a whole list of things that they're going to do, they will choose a value, and that helps to structure what comes in the year. So that's an excellent exercise. Is the book? Are there many elements in the book like that, where she's sort of guiding and helping you with these questions? And
there are. Mm-hmm. There are also elements about just how to have more effective conversations with people, more effective meetings with people. She encourages you to write a permission slip for how you will permit yourself to behave in the course of a meeting. And that's another really interesting exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, just that consciousness of putting it down on paper changes the course of things.
That's right. We don't realize how held back we are by, we can't leave the classroom until I get the permission slip, or do this until I have mm-hmm. the permission slip. Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting idea. I want to tell people who are just tuning in, my guest is Jan Rischer. She is a writer. Many of you know her columns, her weekly columns. She is also with Women United. They are an organization within United Way of Acadiana, and she is their advocacy chairman. This is a project that she envisioned and has made possible with, I'm sure, a large group of people.
With the help of a lot of people. Yes. Miriam Bourgeois is the chair of Women United, and she's been actively involved. And the staff at United Way of Acadiana, Elsa and Logan and Lori Swear, have also helped so much. So grateful to all the people who've gotten involved. And it's just the momentum around how this book is resonating with the community is exciting. So mm-hmm. hopefully it can change lives.
And you mentioned that it really covers there's not just one type of leadership that the book is talking about. So there may be women out there who they're not working, maybe they're retired, or they just don't work, or they're not particularly in any group like a club or something, kind of wondering how that works in their lives.
I think that the core values exercise is a perfect example, that this isn't talking just about if you're working in corporate America. This is about being better and daring to be better. And she talks a lot about that daring word.
Mm-hmm. And we forget how much we interact with others, where we do have to take some kind of leadership role, whether that's encountering the medical community or encountering children's teachers or administrators, or so many areas of our life where we have to be responsible for ourselves and how we interact with those people.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And I just want to say, you do such such a good job with this. You are so prepared for your interviews, and I know you probably don't want to hear that, but I'm grateful for what all you do for this community as well.
Well, we appreciate that. We also feel like we are a channel for the great things that happen in this community, and a lot of it comes from committed, creative people like yourself, and it makes us really proud to be a part of that community. I think I also want to ask, though, on the other hand, you're encouraging anybody to participate in this, people who may not think they're in leadership roles. But I wonder if also you're hoping that women will consider leading, that who may participate in this, who will consider running for office, whether it is at the basic level or any other level in our community, if that would also be applicable to women even thinking about that.
I hadn't thought about it in the political sense, but certainly there are elements of this that are just about being more effective, efficient, productive, kinder, which I think is as important as any of those. Mm-hmm. And so certainly those are qualities that I look for in the people I vote for and would love to know that the people who are considering elected offices would use these kind of values.
Mm-hmm. So anyone from someone who is retired to somebody thinking of getting into the political arena, perhaps, to people who are in business, women with children, this is applicable to
really
so many
is.
Areas
it
of
really
our
is.
Lives. Yeah. Now, you did mention that you're looking for 1,400 women, but you are not turning men away.
We are definitely
if they
not
would
turning
like
men
to
away.
Participate.
We welcome them to get involved in this conversation. It is a powerful conversation that I believe has the potential to change lives. So we would love for men to get involved with us.
Mm. All right. So don't let that stop you. If you're listening, you're a man, you think this would be a really interesting book, you too can sign up at United Way of Acadiana. This is the Dare to Read community-wide read. It starts June 14th, but you can start reading the book right now. You don't have to wait until the person shoots the gun to start off the race. And it goes through July 14th. If you're interested, on Saturday, there will be a Brené Brown facilitator at Barnes & Noble. It's helping United Way as well. And you may find out more about Brené Brown and her interest in this book in particular. And you may meet other people who are going to be reading this book, and that will be a nice networking.
At 3 o'clock Saturday.
3 o'clock on Saturday. Now, Jan, you're a writer. Have you ever done a TED Talk of any kind?
I have not done a TED Talk. And I will tell you this. This is me being vulnerable. Sometimes when I'm reading the things that Brené Brown writes, I think that is so good that I'm a little envious. And that's not an emotion that I'm proud of. But it's like it's so good that I wish I could have thought of that. But I'm glad that she did. I'm glad someone did
well,
put it out there.
You know, we think of envy as a bad thing, but it does catapult us into mm-hmm. another place as well, and to do things we might not have thought of, or it restructures what we normally do.
Right.
But as a writer, when you're reading what she's writing, what impresses you most about the way she writes and talks about her subject?
That she writes a lot from first person, which is also what I write for my columns, but you never get the sense that she's haughty in any way. There's always humility involved, and she's very self-deprecating, and she's really funny. And she turns phrases that make me chuckle inside. So I really appreciate that.
And I'm going to ask you also about, I'm sure there are people listening going, I really like to read, but I'm just a real private reader, and I'm just not sure about this sharing. What is the value? I guess I'm asking, what is the value to you to perhaps maybe help people think about it in a different way of sharing and reading something that a large number of other people are reading? I know the library has done programs like that. What is the value in that of a community-wide read?
Well, today I got a text from someone who's reading the book, and she referenced 8 seconds. And in that text, I haven't read the book from start to finish. I've read most of the book, but there are a few sections I hadn't read. And so I didn't get the 8-second reference. And it's actually in part 2 of the book, the middle. And it was that tough conversations, Brené has done all this research, tough conversations aren't tough the whole time. And she's limited it to, in fact, only about 8 seconds of those conversations are tough. Isn't that fascinating?
We can all get through 8 seconds,
can't
we? And
we can get through 8 seconds. And she talks about, you know, that's the same like as a riding a steer or whatever, whenever the bull, riding the bull.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 seconds. You can make it through 8 seconds. And so I think that whenever there are other people out there who are reading the same thing, they're going to – things are going to resonate with them that might not – I didn't catch the first time. It's kind of like when you watch a movie or read a book a second time, you notice stuff that you didn't notice the first time. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the community read brings a lot of that value. And personally, I think that it's hard to be vulnerable on your own. And so much of this book is about being vulnerable. And I think having that conversation with others and putting yourself out there, and you don't have to do that. Don't let that scare you,
mm-hmm.
but putting yourself out there just a little bit will make the experience richer and more meaningful.
Wonderful reasons to participate in this. If you are just tuning in, listening, finding yourself fascinated by what you're hearing, my guest is Jan Risher. She is the advocacy chair for Women United, which is a part of United Way of Acadiana, talking about the community-wide read, Dare to Read, and they are reading the book Dare to Lead. They're hoping to get at least 1,400.
It's really lofty.
But more, I don't know about that. I think there are a lot of people finding themselves really fascinated by the subject that you're talking about, and you can tell all of your friends. You're hoping for 1,400 women, but men are invited as well to participate and read this book, Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. There will be a Brené Brown certified facilitator at Barnes & Noble at 3 o'clock this Saturday. It's Helping Out United Way, but she'll also be talking about Brené Brown. There will be discussion, and you can meet other people who are interested in this book as well.
And hands-on exercises.
All right, so things that we can learn. So 3 o'clock on Saturday, everyone is invited to that. It's the kickoff event. The day to start reading is Friday, but you can read now, as you mentioned. Many people are reading Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. Anything else about the book that you wanted to mention? You have a lot of dog-eared pages in this
book.
I'm
one of those people who does not mind dog-earing pages. That's true. I'll just read one sentence.
That would be great.
And it says, when we're in fear or an emotion that is driving self-protection, there's a fairly predictable pattern of how we assemble our armor piece by piece. She talks a lot about making that armor to protect ourselves. And the first thought is always, I'm not enough. And how many of us haven't had that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And then she works through those feelings to, hey, I'm better than enough, you know. So there's so much good stuff like that that I personally find really resonates.
What an incredible value, and it all of the things you're saying help us understand why it is important to read, to learn from a person like Brené Brown, and to bring that into our community and share it with others as well. We have that opportunity to do that this summer with the Dare to Read and Dare to Lead book by Brené Brown. Jan Risher is my guest, along with a whole cadre of others at Women United, has put together this summer program, and it will enrich us all this summer, even if we just know people who've done this and will be the better for that by their example. Thank you so much, Jan.
Thank you.
Bonjour and hello. Listen to the Franco Mix at 9 p.m. on Thursdays with Drake Benoit LeBlanc, exclusively on KRVS 88.7. Es formidable.
Later today on This American Life, Madonna works security at an airport, a job she really loved, except for her supervisors, who did some pretty bad stuff. But Madonna, she does not accept the world as it is. She reads a lot of businessy, self-help, lean-in kinds of books, and so she decides to put them to work to fix her situation. How that goes for her this week.
Coming up tonight at 7 here on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and on the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.